Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another Monday Musings. Today I wanted to share with you just some thoughts on two stories from the Quran, which I hope can help us make sense of how to deal with chaos sometimes. I think we're living in quite troubled times, and when we look at the news and we see everything that's going on in our world, it can feel very hard to see that all of these things are happening to the Muslim world. And sometimes we can wonder, actually, why is it that we are following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, and yet our world is in chaos? And subhanAllah, the only thing that actually helps me keep my faith strong, to be honest, when I think about this a little bit too much, is remembering one of the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. Now, when we look at the stories from the Quran, we have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us those stories not to just be fairy tales or to be bedtime stories. Each one is meant to give us some guidance, and that's why they're told in little chunks. We very rarely get a story that's actually has a lot of detail. We just get elements of them, and each one is supposed to tell us something that can help us with our life. So thinking back to the creation of Adam alayhi salam and the conversations that were going on in the heavens at the time, and how the angels had seen the jinn and the trouble and the chaos the jinns had caused on earth. It's narrated and mentioned in the books of tafsir that actually the jinns, they caused so much chaos and fighting on earth, that the angels had seen this. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about making another creation, they were objecting. They were like having this discussions about what's going to happen, and is this human going to, these humans that are going to be created, are they going to be also just causing more trouble and causing more bloodshed on earth? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was aware of these conversations, obviously, as He's aware of everything, and He called them all and He told them about the answer to this question. Are these people going to be spreading bloodshed on earth? Are they going to be causing trouble? And He said, I know what you know not. And it just, I would love to know the secret sometimes, and I hope that's one day we will see peace in our world. But it's so like remarkable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that as humans we were going to come on this earth, we were going to cause many good things to happen, but we were also going to cause trouble to happen. There will be some of us who will cause wars and bloodshed and destruction and so much hurt in this world. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still thought we were a creation that was worthy of creation, that we were worthy of actually being created and worthy of being created to worship Him. So when I look at these kind of all this horrible things going on in the world, and the amount of pain it caused, I think the one thing that I can actually just keep on coming back to is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually says, that He says, I know what you know not. That's exactly what He said to the angels when they were talking about the kind of chaos that the human was going to create. And another story that I wanted to tie into this was the story of Maryam alayhi salam. And how we might find ourselves in this situation, and it's not necessarily of our own making. We are living in a world where racism is rife, Islamophobia is rife, lots of troubles are affecting us, and that we can't seem to find a way to escape them. And Maryam alayhi salam, she was, you probably all know the story, but I want you just to think of what it was like to be a young woman in a society where nobody had relationships outside of marriage, and then she gets told that she's going to be carrying a baby, and she's going to have this baby, and that it's a miracle. And obviously, we might think that people just accepted it in that time, but she knew what everyone was going to say. She knew what people were going to talk about her. So she's got this thing in her mind about what am I going to say to people. She's got she's carrying this baby. She's going through this pregnancy all alone. And it comes to the point where she's in labor and she's in the intense pains of labor. And this is mentioned in the Quran about how her labor pains were really strong, very intense. She was in a lot of pain. And while she was in this state, she actually ended up walking up to a palm tree and moving around, trying to manage her pain. And she was up against this palm tree and she said something. She said, I wish that I had died before this day, or that I had just been something forgotten. I was just nobody special. I had just died. Now, this is Maryam alayhi salam. This is Maryam who was praised in the Quran for being so mindful of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels told her that you have been chosen, you have been purified, you've been chosen above all the women of the world by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is her exclamation when she was in that deep pain. So just because someone is really, really pious or mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean there's going to be times when we actually don't feel that real distress as Maryam alayhi salam did in that moment. And I just love the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually responds to her. So he says, mentions in the Quran that when she's saying this, that's when a voice calls out to her and reminds her that, oh Maryam, don't be sad, don't grieve, like don't be distressed. Your Lord has caused a stream to flow beneath you, and if you shake that palm tree, the dates will fall, and you can eat, and you can drink, and you can rest a little, or be contented. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever tried to shake a palm tree, but it's not something that's easily done, and especially by someone who's already in a lot of pain and going through such a difficult experience, she's being asked to shake this palm tree. But it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was almost saying, look, I've put those blessings there for you. Come, take them and engage with them. But also, I think another thing that it really reminded me of is that those blessings were there. That palm tree was there. She walked up to it in pain when she said what she said. And yet she needed, because her whole body was overtaken with this pain and her whole mind was clouded by it, she needed that voice to remind her that actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings are there for you. And I think sometimes we end up stuck in situations which aren't of our making, and we are surrounded by Allah's blessings, but in that moment we actually forget everything and our worries just take us over. And we need that voice that reminds us that there is blessings around, that there is goodness around. And that voice could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could even be something that we read online, it could be the DUI youth channel. There's so many different voices that we can actually bring in our life, but those blessings are there even at the most difficult of times. And I just want to tie this to a close a little with remembering the advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said that if the day of judgment were to happen whilst one of you are planting a seed, you should continue planting that tree, that sapling or that seed. And subhanAllah, it's just like that reminder that it doesn't matter how awful everything looks like in the world, it should never put us off from doing good, because we don't know the outcome and the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's continue to plant seeds in the chaos and to find that voice which reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, and to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which we know not. And I'm going to leave it there. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.